Today is the 16th of August, 2026, and we appreciate you joining us as we lift up the name of Jesus this morning. Our team for the day is Minister Gatewood and Sarah, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sarah.
Good morning, everyone. Our scripture this morning for the Minute with the Master is from the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 6th verse. And it is the New Living Translation. It reads, "Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." Decisions you make in life can make a huge difference. You might feel uncertain or unsure if you're making the right decision, but if you do what this scripture talks about, you can know that you're making the right decision. The first step in making the right decision is to start seeking God in everything you do. When you get up, thank God for your day. When you get ready for the day, ask God to be with you throughout the day. When you eat lunch, take a second to thank God for the food you have to eat. Include God in everything you do, no matter how small you think it seems. Seek him and his will. When you do this, you'll not have difficulty making decisions, whether big or small. Seeking God in all decisions always pays off. When you involve God in your decisions, all your decisions, you give him a chance to direct your steps in the right direction. God's ways are perfect, and he makes our ways secure and righteous. So whatever you do, you should always reflect God's ways. Our prayer petitions for the day are as follow. For little Xander James Jefferson, the grandson of Pastor Bill and First Lady Marvine Jefferson, he was born on August the 10th. We thank God for a healthy mom and baby. We pray for the Lord to fill Xander with an extra dose of his Holy Spirit, for him to be wise beyond his years, and for him to grow up to be a leader of integrity and godly character. For Shayna, we pray for her to gain strength from God's promises and for God to keep her grounded. For church leadership, we ask the Lord to cover them as they manage the daily demands of their jobs and grant them discernment as they navigate according to God's guidance. For couples who are at odds with one another, we pray God restores strained relationship to a new and fresh state and for love to rule communications and interactions with one another. Our young adults who need to surrender their lives to God's control, we ask the Lord to infuse his Holy Spirit in their hearts and reveal the truth to them. We pray their souls are released by the enemy and they turn to the truth of God's word. We also pray parents are given the wisdom on how to help them return to the truth. For stroke victims, we appeal to God to heal their bodies and to give them back their normal movement. For those who need strength, their strength to be renewed, we pray for your strength to be replenished and for peace in your soul. For law enforcement officers, we pray they conduct themselves with integrity, that they be peacemakers, and that they be protected as they perform their duties. For everyone on the call this morning, we call upon God to impart guidance in your spirit, open your soul, and surround you with his loving kindness. We also pray you pass on to someone else the kindness of God. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an interracial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for the president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine, and for peace and stability and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for domestic, for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Everyone have a blessed Sunday.
Father God in heaven, our most great Lord and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we come today to say thank you for another day, God, that you have allowed us to live in. Brand new mercy, God, that you have given us all. For allowing our golden moments to last a little while longer. God, we thank you for being on top of the earth. And the earth is not on top of us. God, you woke us up this morning. And now here we are, we're calling on your name. And God, I want to personally thank you for being in the midst of this call on this morning. Believe us, God is good. Didn't have to do it, believe us, but he did. Kept us all yesterday, all last night. And he brought us back together again in prayer. God is good. See, it's the little things that touches my spirit. It ain't the big things. It's the small things. Like eyes to see and ears to hear and voice to speak. It's the small things. Having an able body with activity of all of our limbs. It's the smallest things that we take for granted that we ought to be thankful for. The smallest things. Have it to inhale and exhale. Move and have your being. It's the smallest things that some people take for granted until it's gone. So be thankful unto God all the days of your life for everything, big and small. Be thankful unto God all your life. Just thank God. Thank God. And live your life every day for God. And whatever it may be that you may be going through, it's going to get better. All you got to do is hold on. All you got to do is hold on. All you got to do is hold on and don't let go. It's going to get better. Some time to get worse before it get better. But I come to serve you. Notice today, it's going to get better. You can lift your head up. It's going to get better. When you're going through the storm, trials and tribulations, you got to speak life over yourself. You got to call on the name of Jesus to release it. Lord, whatever I got in me that is not of you, God, release that. He'll do it. He'll clean your mind. He'll clean whatever's going on in the inside. He'll take it away. Give you that strength. He'll lift that bowed down head up. I come to tell you, he'll do it. I trust God. Everything I do for God. Don't be a people pleaser. Be a God pleaser. You can only please people for so long. But if you please God, please God. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Those who are low in spirit, God, I pray that he will lift your spirit. Those who need to surrender, fall down on your knees and ask God Almighty, what must you do to be saved? I come to tell you, he can save, he can deliver, and he can set free, he can heal any man of sickness. You don't have to worry about anything. Pray about everything. God is good. God is so kind. He's so merciful. He's so great. And God, I come today to say thank you for every prayer request, God. those who have not yet submitted. God know the hearts of all his people. He know everything. Before you do it, he know everything. Before we think, he know everything. Who don't want to serve a God like that? God is good. Don't let no one distract you nor discourage you from doing the will nor doing the work of God. You let your light shine every day. Let it shine. God gave it to you. Let it shine. Everywhere you go, let it shine. God is good, and God is able. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And God, I thank you for Sunday morning. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Give him glory, give him praises every day. And God, I pray for everyone on this call on today. Keep your head up, square your shoulders. Keep a smile on your face. Love yourself, love everybody, forgive everybody, let it go. I pray for this blessed ministry, Father God. You have been good to us. You allow us to join together every day. Father God, you have been good to us. And God, I ask that thou will continue, God, to bless us. Continue, God, to strengthen us. Continue, God, to just take us higher. Take us higher than you, O God. We're not going to look for glory nor honor because it all belongs to you, O God. And it's in Jesus' name today I do and I pray. Amen. And amen today I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. And thank you, Minister Gatewood. We pray that the presence of God will go before you and give you discernment, understanding, and peace today. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This ends our time together on this Sunday morning. Goodbye.